Support for this News from Lake Wobegon podcast comes from the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, the bed that lets you adjust the mattress firmness to your preference, your sleep number, and by Honey Nut Cheerios Cereal. Made with whole grain oats, Honey Nut Cheerios Cereal can help lower your cholesterol. Honey Nut Cheerios, be happy, be healthy. Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. It was so gorgeous there on Sunday. Sunday was spring, and the red-winged blackbird was in, and the trees were about to bud out, and crocuses and tulips were about to bloom in Lake Wobegon, and it was getting up into the 70s, and then we had a yellow moon that night, and that was foreboding of something yet to come. There was a tremendous thunderstorm that just shook the town. It touched off the burglar alarm at the Mercantile, and we never knew that he had one there. Couldn't figure out why he would have one. Cliff, all those antique sport clothes he's trying to sell, you'd think he'd welcome a little burglary, kind of clear out the inventory, but it set off an ancient burglar alarm at about 2 o'clock in the morning, and kind of a wavery sound of that bell dinging, kind of a distant, deep, muffled, murmury sound of a bell. People just half awake, stirring in town, heard that. Some people in that the minute before wakefulness thought back to school and coming in from recess and coming into the school and the bully of the school pushing you as you're coming up the stairs and sticking his big fat face in yours, and somehow you never pushed him, you didn't speak back to him, and now years later you still suffer shame and recrimination because of that. And other people heard that muffled, deep ringing of the bell, and they thought of the second coming, and in the moment before they realized what it was, they assumed that the second coming had taken place already and the others had gone on ahead of them. And here they were, they had lived their lives, they'd gone to church, they'd been pretty much good people, and now to think of all of the sins they could have enjoyed if they had known that they were going to be doomed and condemned anyway, their wasted lives. They thought about this, and then they realized what it was. It was a heavy rain that came down, and the temperature fell into the 40s, and people got up to close their bedroom windows that they had opened. Daryl and Marilyn Tollerud got up and they closed their window. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. They were wide awake. They were going to leave the next morning, get on a plane to fly out to San Jose to see her sister Cynthia. So they figured they may as well just stay up and pack. They packed and they got in the car and they headed off to the airport 2 hours away down in Minneapolis. Cynthia is Marilyn's younger sister. She moved out there to San Jose to get away from winter. But what did she get away to? She got away to this man, Stefan is his name, and he's a visual artist, and she hooked up with him, and he convinced her of his brilliance. He works in broken pots. That's his medium. He makes pots, and then he breaks them, he drops them, and wherever the pieces fall, then that's their permanent place, and he paints lines on the floor around them and creates meridians of impact and so on, and he takes himself very seriously. She's been supporting him for 4 years. She works as a proofreader at a small legal journal, painstaking work. And she has been supporting this loafer despite her siblings dropping hints like cement blocks to get her to give this guy up. What are you wasting your time on, this loser? He charges his artist clothing, his leather serape, his big boots, his black clothes to her Visa account. She's been helping him through 4 years. He hasn't sold a thing, but yet she's so wholehearted and so innocent. She's been loyal to him right up until the point he left her with a note saying that he had found somebody else. And she called Marilyn And she said, "It's okay." She said, "I have no regrets for anything that I have done." And then she burst into tears. So Marilyn got tickets for herself and Daryl to go out to San Jose to cover, to comfort her little sister. They drove down to the cities in the dark to get on a plane. And as they so often do when they travel, they got into an argument, which is why they don't travel, because they fight. She says, "Why don't we do this more often?" Or as she said the other morning, she said, "You're just doing this to please me. I know you don't want to go on this trip." He said, "No, I do. I really do want to go out to San Jose to spend a few days with your sister." "No, you don't," she said. "You're lying." Women are irritated by anything less than the truth. Men look on truth as a lifelong quest. It's not something you could just bring up on a moment's notice. You could devote yourself to the search for truth, but if you did that, you wouldn't be able to have a wife and a family. This is how men view the truth. She got irked about it. "Oh, you don't want to go. You don't want to go at all. This is going to be miserable," she said, as they came into the airport and as they walked up to the ticket counter and he went to the computer there to get their tickets, and she burst into tears. She said, "You don't like me and you don't like my family." And then she said, "What are you doing?" He had pressed the button that said Espanol. "It's okay," he said. I understand enough Spanish." "Opciones, opciones." Here were a number of opciones. "Número, número de destinación. Ciudad de destinación. Número de confirmación." He pressed Ciudad de destinación. It offered him a keyboard. He typed in S-A-N. And then it offered him a whole bunch of cities: Santiago, Santa Fe, San Francisco, Santa Barbara, San Jose, San Jose. He punched the second San Jose, and a man came out from behind the counter, and he said, "Buenos dias." He picked up their bags. He was a beautiful man with beautiful dark long hair tied back in a ponytail and olive skin, and he picked up their bags and he led them around through the counter and down a hall, not through security, but down a hall, and then out onto the tarmac, and there was a silver plane sitting there, a two-propeller plane. They walked up the stairs and got on. It was so lovely inside. All of these happy people. "Muy bueno, verdad, verdad. Bienvenidos a la aventura," they said. They were talking, they were passing around food, big Tupperware bowls of black beans and rice and tortillas and meat in tinfoil. And they were passing beer around, and a man was playing the accordion back in the middle seat, and they were all greeting each other. And they were so pleased. Marilyn and Daryl sat down three rows back. The food was passed, and she said, "You're not going to eat some of that, are you?" He said, "Of course I am. Of course I am." And he put some meat into a tortilla, and just as the plane door closed and they taxied away, and the man with the accordion was singing, "Merengue caliente, ardente amor, ardente amor." Daryl said, "Do you know what that means? Ardente amor." He put his arm around Marilyn. "Yes," she said, "I have an idea what that means." The plane took off into the clouds. They sat there in this pleasant hum and the sound of the accordion playing a few rows behind them and people passing food, and they fell asleep. They fell asleep, their heads against each other, her head on his shoulder, his head against the top of her head. And when they woke up, the plane was making its descent. making its descent through the clouds and over the ocean, which was aquamarine, and there was a white beach running along it, and this deep green forest, a rainforest, a shade of green they never saw in Minnesota. The word verdant was invented to describe this forest. The plane came in for a landing at an airstrip across the grass, and it rolled up to the edge of the forest, and the others all piled out, and then the pilots came out, and they came down, and Daryl and Marilyn came out. A man walked up. He asked Daryl things in Spanish. Daryl said, "Sí, señor, sí, 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 señor." Marilyn said, "What are you saying sí to?" Daryl said, "I don't know. It'll be all right. It'll be all right." They walked towards a clearing, and there was a sort of low, official-looking building sitting there, and noticed a bird feeder hanging from a tree, and there were hummingbirds hovering around it, blue and purple and yellow and brilliant green. They were whirring in midair, and they were sipping sugar juice, water out of a little dispenser. It was the color of the green one. It was so luminous, as if it had a bulb inside it burning, this burning green color that moved Marilyn to take out her new digital camera out of her pocket and to take a picture of it. And then the hummingbird flew away into the forest, and she followed it into the forest. This is how they got into trouble, through photography. She followed it through the forest, and Daryl walking after her. It flitted from tree to tree, great vines hanging down, a tree with enormous leaves. They noticed a bat sleeping curled around the stem of one of the leaves. They walked on, the hummingbird leading them deeper, deeper into the woods. And then here was a gorgeous, gorgeous bird with a green head and a red breast and a yellow beak and tail feathers 6 feet long hanging down from its perch down onto the ground. She took picture after picture of it. It was so gorgeous, this paradise. They kept on, and now they found the path. They've been walking through the woods, and now they found a path, and they heard the surf, and they followed it down, and there's the white sand and the aquamarine ocean. They walked towards it. He took off his shoes, and he walked into the water. It was warm. She said, "You're not gonna do it." He said, "Yes, I am." He took off his clothes, all of his clothes, and he walked into the water. She watched him until he was up to his knees, and then she took off everything but her underwear. She is Lutheran, after all. And she walked into the water, and they walked out until they could float, and they lay floating in the warm water, the sun coming down at them, the cries of birds singing from the woods. And that was when the monkey came out of the rainforest and saw their clothes and picked up Daryl's pants, and then found Marilyn's camera and lifted it up and swung it around. The monkey was laughing. Daryl charged out of the water towards him. The monkey danced away. The monkey ran into the woods. He climbed up a tree. He was whirling the camera around. They got dressed. They got dressed after a man with a badge came down and said, "Amigos, amigos, y me problema." They followed him up to the shed. It wasn't until that moment that they missed that camera. That camera was the only proof they had that this actually happened, you see. It was after the mistake was rectified and the authorities made arrangements for them to fly out of Miguel Antonio to San Jose, the capital of Costa Rica, and then take a plane up to Los Angeles and take a plane up to San Jose. It was only then that they missed at cameras so sorely they'd have no proof that they were where they were. But you know, our lives are our own. They belong to us. Everything that happens to us belongs to us. We may choose to tell other people about it or not. We may compare our lives to the lives of other people. We know statistics. We know the odds. We sometimes think about the concept of normal. But our lives belong to us. They are for us to enjoy. And there are so many things that happen to us that we can never explain or describe to anybody else. Joy that has no basis in fact at all. Just something that comes over us. Earth Day being celebrated today in Lake Wobegon, Pastor Inquist giving a speech there in the town square about how the earth is a gift and we must cherish it and be thankful for it and so use it wisely. And the children of Lake Wobegon come to Earth Day celebration dressed as plants, as vegetables, dressed as corn and tomatoes and beans, and some come as pumpkins. And there they are celebrating Earth Day today, dressed as corn and plants and beans and pumpkins, and there's a half inch of snow on the ground. Is this any more strange than landing in Costa Rica and seeing a bird with a red breast and green head and a yellow beak and having a monkey steal your camera? No. They got to San Jose and Cynthia was there at the airport to meet them. She said, "How was your trip?" They said, "Just fine." She said, "It took you longer to get here than I thought." Yeah, they said, "There were delays, you know." These things happen. And then she burst into tears. She said, "What kind of fool am I? What kind of fool am I? How could I have done this? How could I have wasted 4 years? 4 years of my life? Why? Why?" They said, "It's okay. It's okay. We're here. We love you. We love you. What's for lunch?" That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking, all the children are above average.
The News from Lake Wobegon podcast is brought to you by Honey Nut Cheerios Cereal. Made with whole grain oats, Honey Nut Cheerios Cereal can help lower your cholesterol. Honey Nut Cheerios. Be happy, be healthy.